It's Tuesday, June 12th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Facebook has confirmed that it is using the Southern Poverty Law Center to discriminate against Christian organizations in America. So far, Facebook has removed 57 of what they call quote-unquote hate groups on the SPLC list. The Daily Caller reports that Amazon has given the most credence to the Southern Poverty Law Center group. For example, Alliance Defending Freedom and other Christian groups have been removed from the Amazon Smile program recently. Jesus reminds us of this inevitable reality in John 15. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The liberal media is on the attack, this time against the CEO of Twitter, who was caught eating at Chick-fil-A during Gay Pride Month. Jack Dorsey now admits he was quote-unquote wrong for eating that sandwich, confessing he forgot about the company's Christian background. The Christian-run company has been castigated by homosexual groups since 2012. However, the company is on a staggering growth course, according to a recent article in Forbes magazine, pulling in a record-breaking $4.4 million per store last year, almost twice what a typical McDonald's restaurant will gross in a year. Two Korean pastors have been arrested and their churches shut down in the Wenzhou district of Communist China, according to a report that came out yesterday from Asia News. This is part of a crackdown of foreigners doing ministry in China. Earlier this year, the Religious Affairs Bureau moved under the direct auspices of the Communist Party, which may be contributing to the increased persecution of Christians in the country. The Lord condemns the shepherds in Ezekiel 34. Must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddied with your feet? The Roman Catholic Church is still swamped with accusations and of homosexual abuse among its priests. Three bishops in Chile have tendered their resignations amidst allegations of cover-ups. And a grand jury in Pennsylvania is wrapping up what may be the most exhaustive investigation ever into homosexual abuse among Catholic priests in that state. The report is being referred to as quote-unquote groundbreaking and took 2 years to complete, according to the Associated Press. President Donald Trump called it a quote-unquote one-shot meeting for peace. He met with North Korean President Kim Jong-un last night with one goal in mind, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
I feel really great. We're going to have a great discussion, and I think tremendous success. It'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
Proverbs 21:1 says, "The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will." By a vote of 5-4, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld an Ohio law that allowed for the purging of voter rolls for those who are inactive voters and do not take the time to confirm their registrations. The policy would favor Republican votes. According to a Reuters study conducted on the Ohio law, quote, voters have been struck from the rolls in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods at roughly twice the rate as in Republican neighborhoods, end quote. Presumably because voters in the poorer neighborhoods are less interested in participating or paying attention to their voter registrations. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Pence assured the group that the Trump administration was committed to providing funds for persecuted Christian groups in Syria and Iraq. According to the vice president, Trump has already ordered the U.S. aid administrator to obtain, quote, a comprehensive assessment on the best means to deliver and distribute American aid to rebuild devastated Christian communities across the Middle East, end quote. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin lost another 10% in value yesterday after news was released of another security breach, resulting in a $37 million robbery. Bitcoin value has fallen from $19,000 to $6,800 since the beginning of the year. Ever watch Way of the Master with Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron? I've got a delightful update in my Worldview special report immediately following the newscast. And finally, pit bulls have had their share of bad press. But one pit bull is about to improve the reputation of the breed. The dog, named Sasha from Stockton, California, alerted the family to the fire in the house and identified a 7-month-old baby in a bedroom. Sasha got a hold of the child by her diaper and began pulling her to safety. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Do you remember the Christian TV show entitled Way of the Master? First airing in 2003 on TBN and Daystar, Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort inspired millions of people in over 190 countries to evangelize. Well, Way of the Master is coming back with a new format and two new co-hosts alongside Comfort. The Worldview asked Ray Comfort about what prompted him to start producing the television show once again.
Our country sure needs the gospel. 45,000 Americans commit suicide each year. We're a nation that's lost the fear of God. We've been given ourselves to sin, adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality. All these things are just invading the country, and Christians need to be equipped to share their faith. And that's the reason Living Waters exists, and that's the reason we're bringing this program back.
Ray Comfort will co-host the newly formatted show in their new studio with Emile Zwane, the president of Living Waters and co-host of the National Bible Be Game Show, along with Mark Spence, the vice president of outreach at Living Waters and the dean of the online School of Biblical Evangelism with over 18,000 students. As before, the backbone of Way of the Master will be featuring evangelistic encounters with everyday people on the street.
We'll be putting witnessing encounters with all sorts of people from all around the world in different environments on a Christian television. And the reason we do that isn't for entertainment. It's to equip Christians to share their faith and say, hey, look, everybody's the same. You can appeal to the conscience. You don't get into arguments. You present the gospel and people listen.
Indeed, people are so thirsty to hear a solid presentation of biblical truth that the Living Waters YouTube channel has enjoyed 55 million views. Comfort explained why most Christians never open their mouths to share Christ.
I think the number one reason most Christians don't share their faith is because of fear. Fear holds us back. We look at any person and they look like Goliath to us. So what I like to do is say to people, would you ever jump into a pond that was filled with ice that was so cold it would kill you within 3 minutes? You'd say, I'd never do that. And I say, well, what's that little four-year-old boy had fallen into the pond and he's drowning? You wouldn't hesitate to jump in because you wouldn't think of yourself. You think of that little child. And when it comes to the icy waters of evangelism, we're hesitating. But we won't hesitate if we think of the other person rather than ourselves. So if you're fearful to share your faith, don't pray for less fear. Pray for more love, because that's the problem.
The Great Commission is clear in Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The cost to build the new state-of-the-art Living Waters studio and produce the first year's worth of weekly shows will be $350,000. With 33 days left on the clock, Christians have already donated $50,600. Check out the details at livingwaters.com. 52 independent Christian TV stations have expressed interest in airing Way of the Master. Plus, Living Waters is talking with a variety of Christian outlets like TBN, Daystar, and NRB-TV. Stay tuned. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.